This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2005. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded October 25th, Albania, Antarctica, Argentina, Canada, Cook Islands, Cuba, Ecuador, Eritrea, France, Germany, Hawaii, Iran, Ireland, Japan, Kiribati, Korea South, Kurdistan, Mali, Mexico, Morocco, New Zealand, North America, Oklahoma, Pitcairn, San Andres, Sudan, Turkey, Ukraine, USA, Zambia, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Radio Tirana English relays via WRMI have shown up at a new time on a new frequency. 2030 UT on 15770. That's on an antenna beam toward the northeast, back toward Europe, but also audible in eastern North America, and first reported from the far northwest by Harold Sellers in British Columbia on October 17th, and on October 24th by James Branham in Oklahoma. And it shows now on the WRMI SCED grid, Monday through Friday at 2030. Not positive yet, but presumably this will stay at the same UT even after we go off daylight shifting November 3rd, as is the case with most WRMI transmissions, but not all of them. The LRA 36 Antarctica 40th Anniversary Special we mentioned last week did occur on Sunday, October 20th on 15476-, and was widely listened to, if not easily heard, especially with remote receivers. I managed to hear it via remote in South America at 1842, and unlike most of their transmission, it was on the air as early as 1200 until at least 0100 UT. More news concerning WRMI. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria, the Observer, notes a new frequency registered for WRMI in the B19 season. It's the number 3 transmitter, 6060, any time between 21 and 05 UT, replacing 4980. That's on a south-southeast 160-degree beam, which had been carrying Supreme Master TV. That is a clever move, as you may recall. 6060 was a long-time Radio Havana frequency, but for some reason, they left it several months ago. This is explained further in an FB notice via Dino Bluis in Spanish. It says, note that starting on Monday the 28th of October, the Spanish program from RAI in Argentina will have a new time and a new frequency, 6060. That, in fact, was a RAI frequency direct from Argentina many years ago, even before Cuba was using it. Spanish hour from RAI will be at 01 UT. And Supreme Master will also be on there before it from 21 until 01. As it's getting wintry, I'm again hearing some Canadian Coast Guard marine weather frequencies. 2749 USB, October 22nd at 0623, identifying as Halifax Coast Guard Radio, with several mentions of a gale warning. This may have been a special broadcast because of that, since that was in the middle of the night, 3:25 a.m. in Nova Scotia. There are a number of other transmitters which share the frequency in that area, and also had a weaker signal from the one serving Newfoundland in vicinity 2598. And there are a few other 2 MHz channels listed further north and west, which I've never managed to hear if they still exist. It's time to hear these, of course, is during the local evening hours if you have a nighttime path. From Chris Rogers in Melbourne, the big medium wave news this week from the Pacific is that RCI has reactivated medium wave 630, that is Radio Cook Islands. He says they're using an old standby transmitter with a mast of 25 meters at Black Rock on the island of Rarotonga since October 18th. The mast and main transmitter at Matavera were decommissioned on August 5th and replaced with an FM service on 101 MHz. Station manager Gene Matenga said the old AM standby was reactivated at the government's request due to poor replacement FM coverage. more details from a ham contact over there who said it's a 1 kilowatt Nortel using a version of a Marconi T-type antenna, end-fed, strung between two 25-meter tubular guide masts, and doubts whether it will be running at full power. North American DXers have concluded that this will have very poor coverage in the Cook Islands, even worse than the original setup. And historian Cook Islands News via Artie Bigley explains that the government was worried about the absence of a radio signal to some parts of the country as the cyclone season neared. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana Cuba, or Radio Cuba. This week I'm just going to mention each frequency where I found something wrong during the past week at least once, often more than that, without going into further detail as I do in my almost daily logging reports and in DX Listening Digest. Here we go. 5040, 6000, 6165, 11880, 5990, 15230, 9640, 11760. Old Roy, as he calls himself, Roy Barstow on Cape Cod, is both a TV and medium wave DXer, and it's an excellent location for both. This time he reports about hearing the time signal station in Ecuador on 1510 kHz. He says that's about the only open frequency on the AM band except for WLAC in Tennessee and WRNJ in New Jersey. But using a loop in his backyard in East Falmouth, Massachusetts, he has been hearing time pips most nights around 0200 UT on 1510, which must be coming from the time signal station in Guayaquil, Ecuador. On IRCA, he says many should be able to pick this station up here in the Northeast. Also many times, another Ecuadorian, the Radio Monumental in Quito, would be along with the pips. From Ivo Ivanov, a B19 frequency change for Voice of Eritrean Lowlands, clandestine via France. It's Saturdays only, such as November 2nd, in Arabic at 17 to 1730, replacing 15390 a year ago with 11875. Hans-Jörg Biener notes an updated website from shortwaveradio.de in Germany. Then I heard directly from the station says, yes, we've updated it finally. The new design is responsive, should give nice results on tablets and mobile phones. And a new schedule for shortwave radio starting October 27th on 3975 at 09 to 22 UT and on 6160 at 09 until 18. Here's the B19 schedule for the three remaining English transmissions from Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, also known as PARS, P-A-R-S, today, from HFCC via Wolfgang Büschel, BCDX. They're 1 hour long, but start at 20 minutes past each hour. 1520 on 7315 at 105 degrees from Sir John. At 1920 on 6040 at 313 degrees. Same time on 11880 at 211 degrees azimuth. From Birmingham, middle of the UK, John Collins reports that RTE1 from Dublin, Ireland, back on long wave 252 kHz October 20th. Almost the same signal strength as before, although supposed to have done work on the masts to improve reception for listeners outside the Republic of Ireland. So Algeria will no longer be clear on 252 for listeners in Europe and even North America. Mike Terry forwards a story from the Journal in Ireland October 17th, saying that long wave would resume the next day, and adding that the service has been unavailable since 7 September as RTE undertook significant remedial work on transmission equipment to ensure the continuance of the service for at least another 2 years. October 19th, I was able to hear Radio Japan's English half hour ending at 14:30 on 9605. So if it's Japan in English, you know it has to be from somewhere else, in this case Palau. But checking the B19 schedule, I see that the 14 UT broadcast will be on 6165 via Tashkent at 11925, but this is registered in HFCC, both from the UAE due east and from Palau due west, according to FCC. So that would make for quite a collision over South Asia, unless they sort it out before B-19 begins. If 11925 proves to be off frequency, we'll know it's UAE. In the medium wave circle, Martin Hall in Clashmore in northern Scotland has an excellent position for medium wave DX, such as on 1440 kHz T3K1 Radio Kiribati, which he heard October 23rd with full ID and sign off in English at 0937 UT. Of course, he has superior equipment. He says much better reception than when I heard it last year. Of course, Kiribati to Scotland is more or less a transpolar path. And another one coming up, although deliberately out of alphabetical order, a bit earlier the same day on 940, he reports KKNE in Waipahu, Hawaii, booming in at 0857 dominant over CJGX in Yorkton, Saskatchewan. The clandestine south to North Korea, Voice of Hope or Echo of Hope and Voice of the People, continue to jump around by 5 kHz intervals, possibly to avoid or confuse jamming. As of October 21st, around 13 UT, I was finding them on these frequencies, 3480, 3910, 3925, despite Nikkei Japan, 3985, 4450, 4880, 5995, 6515, 6600, and 9095. Another jumper arounder is Denge Welat, the clandestine for Turkish Kurdistan, or as I like to call it, Kurdistanish Turkey. It's been on the air for many years, and until recently, for some reason, Turkey has seen it not necessary to jam it. But that has changed since October 20th, and a great deal of monitoring time by many of us has been spent on tracking what's happening there. The original frequency for most of the day via Pridnestrovia and France, depending on the time, has been 11530. But since October 20th, another transmitter has appeared on that same frequency, obviously coming out of the Emirlir transmitter site in Turkey in order to jam Denge Welat, which in turn has been jumping 10 kHz up or down or around, quickly followed, or at least followed eventually, by the jamming transmitter. 11530, 11540, 11550, 11520, and most recently 11510. But this situation can change from hour to hour, as well as from day to day, so there's not much point in my trying to give you any greater detail, as has been reported, of course, in the world of radio IO group and eventually in DX Listening Digest. The other frequency for Denge Welat in their morning starting at 0230 is 9525. That apparently is being jammed by one of those off-frequency Turkish transmitters measured by Wolfgang Büschel on 9525.782. But after 05 UT, 11530 and vicinity is the area to check, and it's on the air until 2100. It was Roger in Germany who implied the TDOA technique to locate the site of the jamming as Emirlir, Turkey. Ivo Ivanov has nicknamed the jamming Radio Recep Erdogan, but we don't know of any actual name for it. Kai Ludwig in Germany concludes their intention is not to take over the established frequency and its Kurdish audience, but merely to jam Denge Welat. Unless you understand Kurdish or Turkish, you may have a hard time telling which is which, as the Turkish transmitter could well be the rated 500 kilowatts, even more than the relays of Denge Welat. Richard Langley in New Brunswick says, clearly it's cat and mouse. On October 24th, at 16 UT, Denge Welat switched to 11520, leaving the jammer in the clear on 11510, and about 3 minutes later it too switched to 11520. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio 2005, a non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com, and publication DX Listening Digest. Our thanks this week for financial support from Steve McGreevy in California, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. He says DXing would be a much poorer place without World of Radio. Deep thanks, Glenn. One may also contribute by money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. On October 24th, Ivo Ivanov reports the China Radio International relay via Bamako, Mali, back on the air again, heard in English at 14 to 16 UT, weak signal on 13685, and a good signal on 17630, followed by an hour of Arabic at 16 on 15125 and 17880 as scheduled. And the English broadcasts were soon reported that same day, October 24th, by José Ronaldo Xavier in Brazil. But Harold Froge in Michigan was already hearing them on October 22nd. About those Mexican medium wave mysteries I've been tracking before and after 06 UT, the one on 1090 with mattress commercials or infomercials, must be XEAU in Monterrey because I also heard them promoting Milenio Radio. They are an affiliate of that network. And on 1130, it is not the new station supposed to be on the air by now, but it may not have started yet, XECHAP, but instead XEYZ in Aguascalientes, Aguascalientes, because I heard an ID as La Poderosa. It's not in the current listings, but it was last year. They were supposedly off the air, as many Mexicans have migrated to FM, and it may be one of those which has been ordered to resume AM because some of its potential audience would have no other radio service, as Tim Hall points out. Mexico's only shortwave station, Radio Educación on 6185, closes down around 0500 UT during DST, but shifts to 0600 already October 27th, since Mexico goes off DST 1 week earlier than the U.S. except along the border. But when does it sign on? That's always been difficult to find. On their website, you would be led to believe it doesn't start until the evening hours, but I often hear their carrier during the daytime, but I know they're not on the air all night. Well, here's a report from Stephen Wiseblood in the Rio Grande Valley of Texas, which is as close as you can get to Mexico without being in it. He heard 6185 Radio Educación October 19th at 1422 UT with American and British rock music and an ID. I have trouble hearing it in the mornings. Of course, there's a lot of Asian interference. In the British DX Club, Chris McWinney wonders what's the Arabic station he's hearing on 595.9 kHz at 2120 UT October 23rd. Well, 594 is the frequency which should be in use in the 9 kHz area, but this is almost 2 kHz off. It so happens that Morocco has actually been 1 kHz off for a long time, and now Mauro Ritola says it looks like they have climbed up one more kHz. This, of course, should make it stand out very sharply if you can get any signal at all from the listed 50 kilowatt transmitter transatlantically. Morocco, 595.9. Using a remote in Italy, Wolfgang Büschel measured it more precisely on 595.896 at 0142 UT, October 24th. Here's the B19 schedule of Radio New Zealand Pacific in the AM mode. As usual, I just give the start time of each frequency. Otherwise, it's on the air continuously with about a 1 minute break between transmissions. This is according to Observer Bulgaria, presumably from HFCC or their own website. 1959, 11725. 2059, 13840. 2259, 15720. 0559, 11725. 0759, 9765. 1059, 9700. 1259, 6115. That completes the 24 hours until 1958 on Saturdays. But the other days, Sunday through Friday, the transmitter is switched into DRM mode on a slightly different schedule. 1651 on 5975, 1751 on 7330, and from 1851 on 9780. In the National Radio Club, Mike Bugoy in Connecticut reports hearing a pirate on 1710 kilohertz. It's Radio Corsair, or Corsair Radio, with quite a good signal. Also very strong in western New York, says Jim Renfrew. This was early UT, October 22nd. They went off around 0215, and Mike even recorded their sign-off announcement, which explains quite a bit. He claims to be the biggest AM pirate radio station in the U.S. But that's not all. Mike kept listening on 1710, and at 0242 UT heard another pirate identifying as Radio New York, and it was saying hello to Radio Corsair. There's also TIS station on 1710 at the Springfield Armory in Massachusetts, much closer to Mike's location. I had not been hearing Enid's only longwave beacon, EI, 341 kHz at Woodring Airport since early September and feared it had been decommissioned. Finally, I visited the airport and talked to the manager on October 20th. They didn't know much about it, but guess what? The next day, I was hearing it again. The ham radio de-expedition of a special interest currently on Pitcairn Island, Victor Papa 6 Romeo. Chuck Gessner, W3ON, updates us about it. They're operating on bands all the way from 1.8 to 24 megahertz, depending on propagation. The website for more info is pitcairndx.com. 14185 seems to be their primary frequency on the 20-meter band. I've yet to hear it, but I have heard the pileup. I've also tried to hear it on the 18 megahertz band, like 18135, but no luck yet. Those are the voice frequencies, Chuck says, but CW might be heard on 14028, 18069, or 21029, and the de-expedition is supposed to operate until November 2nd. Meanwhile, when looking for that, I heard another exotic place, San Andres Island, which is closer to us than Panama, even though it belongs to Colombia. A rare opening on the 15-meter band, 21300 USB, October 19th at 21:22. The call sign in use, 5 kilo 0 kilo. This multi-operator de-expedition, most of them from the Czech Republic, is supposed to continue until October 28th. Ivo Ivanov has a frequency change for Radio Dabanga, the service for Sudan, at 1529 to 1557 via Bulgaria. 11640 in Arabic replaces 11650. Roman Pankov in Bulgaria told me this October 22nd. There's a new 24-hour channel in Russian, but from Ukraine to occupied Crimea. Medium wave 648, confirmed since 22nd October or earlier. On AM now from Ukraine, there are only UKR1, and on medium wave 873, heard from 19 until 03, Monday 20 until 03, but under Moldova at other times. On Mondays at 1815 to 1845 on 873 and 1494 is the program in Russian of Radio Free Europe to the separatist region around Tiraspol in Moldova. Jake Longwell of our affiliate Global Community Radio has some news about World Radio Network. The WRN.org domain has been retired. You can now find World Radio Network at the Encompass website, encompass.world-radio-network/all-lowercase. And here's the new URL to access the WRN North America English audio stream. Yes, it's all numbers, and here goes, unusually. Listen carefully after http://1-3-4-2-1-5-2-2-1-5:8000. By the way, I haven't seen their B19 schedule yet, but World of Radio times will probably be shifting, such as to North America, UT Monday 02:30 instead of 01:30. Most World of Radio times on WRMI should stay at the same UT, but not all of them, notably 9955. UT Monday at 04:30 instead of 03:30 once we are off DST, but that's not until November. And the Friday broadcast would be at 2300 instead of 2200. This is the last week for our summer timings on Hamburger Local Radio on Saturdays. from next week. Look for us, or listen for us, at 0730 on 6190 and 1530 on 9485. And already this Sunday, there should be a shift to 1130 on 7265. Getting back to WRMI, a surprise new time for World of Radio appeared Saturday, October 19th, caught by Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria, even though it was not yet on the schedule. Saturday at 1300 UT on 15770. There's been a format and station swap in the Dallas-Fort Worth market between 620 and 1440. 620 had been KEXB with a business format in the daytime, but recently with a Spanish religious format overnight. Now it's all Spanish and religious. But the call sign is now KTNO, which had been on 1440, while that frequency is now known as KEXB. For a while they were stunning, just mentioning that their programming had moved to 620. But now, as of October 24th, Paul Walker says 1440 has started becoming relevant radio Catholic programming. Following up last week's sad news via Mike Cooper from the New York Times, that WNYC 93.9 had decided to cancel New Sounds, another story from the Times, October 21st, says, after an outcry, the station decided to continue to air its influential, eclectic new music program, which has been a tastemaker since 1982. Headline, WNYC nixes cancellation of a new music showcase after a community outcry. Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener inquired of Voice of Hope Africa Zambia about their current scheduling and got this reply from Ray Robinson in California. On October 7th, the electricity utility in Zambia, ZESCO, implemented a more wide-ranging schedule of power outages throughout the country. Due to the perilously low water levels at the Kariba Dam hydroelectric generating plant on the Zambezi River. As a result, at our transmitting site, there is now no power from 14 to 24 hours local time daily. Consequently, we have had to temporarily suspend our afternoon and evening broadcasts of Voice of Hope Africa. We expect the situation to be eased during the upcoming rainy season, October to March, and will reinstate our afternoon and evening programming when circumstances allow. So I've checked their updated schedule, including WaveScan, now Sundays at 0600 UT on 9680 and 11680. On this and all the other stations this week, by the way, there is a special report about LRA 36 Antarctica. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued October 21st. Geomagnetic field expected to reach unsettled to active levels October 24th to 29th, with G1 minor geomagnetic storm levels likely on the 24th and 25th due to recurrent coronal hole high-speed stream activity, i.e., AN Candace's peaking at 25 and 5 October 25th. But by October 29th, down to lower levels of 8 and 3 or 5 and 2 all the way at least till November 16th. However, solar flux levels have been lowered, even lower than they have been, to only 66 all the way to November 16th. My apologies if you've been hearing some intermittent noise during this program. It seems my VHS recorder is just about worn out. That's what I use for the master recording of World of Radio. If anyone has a good condition, almost new or new VHS hi-fi recorder with a remote that you would like to donate to World of Radio, that would be very, very much appreciated. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2005 with a standard disclaimer. I say again, standard disclaimer.